Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Havoc. Your co-host, Ghetto G, shall be joining us as soon as he returns from Hell's Pit. Now, in the meantime, we're going to do like we normally do, track after track after track. Just keep fucking Hell's Pit and Shangri-La bumping like a motherfucker. Yeah, here we go. This is Addicted to Lyrics featuring our boy, Otis. of A and B. Where they at?
Is how we go. All of my risky, if you test me, cut a neck and watch them choke. Choke them, point them out. Point them out, say. Tropicana Kush called Cool Breeze. If you puff guys, then that's cool with me. But leave them punched out if you tool with me. Y'all fools are cheap, but I know, bro. No, bro. No slack in my promo. If you tryna cop the words of my photo, then you better tap your heels and bring Toto. Yeah. People always underestimated, thinking that I'm coming with the wicked rhythm, cause I'm fucking with this shit again. I ain't playing with the competition. If they want the competition, never break them off with the witnesses. A cocky motherfucker never gets the benefit. I'm coming for the strength and the rank of degenerates. The facts of the rap is your tracks are irrelevant. I'm coming for the truth that you use just for evidence. Yeah.
The matchup is back to the y'all stay focused now, reload. Catching them slipping, we popping them dropping, they all fall.
Turns out for what we stay low.
Yeah, okay, by the dope. Blowing smoke is how we go. All my risky, if you test me, cut a neck and watch them choke.
Point them out, point them out, say.
Is how we go. All my risky, if you test me, cut a neck and watch them jump. Jump, yeah.
Point them out.
Yeah.
Point them out. Say.
Yeah.
Point them out.
Where I'm at though, huh? You can find me in the 303. Smoking on that legal like a 3OZ's. Rolling up the motherfucker, we don't need no sleep. I got bars, Xanax, for anybody that don't understand it. It's that AXD that I brandished. Yeah, they hated me, but they vanished. I'm about the family like I was a soprano. I got these hoes whipped like my name was Indiana Jones. Smoke a little wicked, but I have her. I met her at the club, now I'm a tracker. At my after party, we act retarded. We smoking Marley, doing lines of Charlie Sheen. And I'm covered in so many naked bitches that I'm hard to see. Not one motherfucker go as hard as me. When I'm on the mic, I make it hard to breathe. Lower level rappers, you don't want no parts of me. Get about having your rap out before you start to bleed. Cause I stabbed you. I stabbed you in front of the whole crowd. You were the one that was asking if I was a killer, but I guess you know now.
Okay, by the dope. Blowing smoke is how we go. All my friends, if you test me, cut a neck and watch them choke.
Choke them, yeah. Point them out. Point them out, say.
Is how we go. All my risky, if you test me, cut a neck and watch them jump.
Point them out. Point them out. Say. Point them out.
Y'all rhyme shit, no restrooms. It's Murder Squad with that fresh crew. If y'all fuck around, they get fucked around. If you come around, you get checked too. It's no bullshit when I spit. Got about a full six in my clip. If they wanna chirp, touch to get curved, stop. Got chunks all of my shit.
You don't know, you better know by now. Coming with the rhythm, make a show go out. If they wanna fuck around, then you put them in the ground. If you with the Murder Squad, then you better rep it proud. I ain't playing with these little motherfuckers. They suckers, they get with sick and they can top it. Trying to stop it, but it ain't gon' happen. Cause I'm back with the team OT with the 16s. And you know we get shit cracked.
Okay, by the dope, blowing smoke is how we go. All my risky, if you test me, cut a neck and watch them choke.
Point them out, point them out, say. Point them out, say.
Cocaine, cocaine by the dope, blowing smoke is how we go. All my risky, if you test me, cut a neck and watch them choke.
Point them out, point them out, say. Point them out,
say.
Shout out all the Juggalos and Juggalettes. Tell you I'll see you at the gathering. And we ain't got nothing but more and more flavor for y'all.
I heard you took one in the face. In your face.
I'm hiding under the floor like Saddam, but I'm doing it because I love it, and I'm underground baby, real underground baby. I'm hiding under the floor like Saddam, but I'm doing it because I love it, and I'm underground baby, real underground baby. I'm hiding under the floor like Saddam, but I'm doing it because I love it, and I'm underground baby, real underground baby. Because I love it, and I'm underground baby.
Away from Flames are tripled, moments in this night. Look at the lamps with no guiding light. The walls come down like thunder, the rock's about to rule. It's the Oracle's.
Your trip.
I didn't go on a trip.
Yeah, you did, man. You went down to Hell's Pit to drag down some poor fucking defenseless little soul.
No.
Come on, man. You gotta work with it.
I mean, come on, man. I mean, yes, I was playing Freddy Krueger for a little bit.
Man, I ain't talking about Freddy Krueger, motherfucker, what the hell?
Well, that's what he does on Mortal Kombat, he pulls him down to hell, that's his fatality.
Nah, man, like, I mean, the way I've been posting tonight, I posted, you know, telling people to join the race, favorite radio show, Juggle the Rider Radio. Yeah, I told motherfuckers, you know, you were busy down
there. Way to rip off WWE.
How the fuck did I rip off WWE? They don't think of them at the race.
The devil's favorite demon. The race favorite radio show.
Well, the devil's favorite demon's dead. He now wears a suit.
He's not dead. They brought him back. As fruit roll-up man.
Yeah, see? He's the Fruit Roll-Up's favorite demon.
It's true.
But, so yeah, I mean, figured, try to do something to bring people in. I figured, shit, tell them that this is the Race Fears radio show. They might come. But no.
That moment you realized that Bob from The Walking Dead was in The Water Boy.
The fuck?
I just thought I'd point that out since The Water Boy was on. And I was like, the fuck is Bob?
The fuck was he doing?
Bob was on the football team in Waterboy way before he was ever on The Walking Dead.
Man. And more than likely, he probably got his team killed there, too.
Well, they win in this movie.
Yeah, they win there. But you do them in The Walking Dead, everybody starts dying around him.
I'm just saying, I never knew this dude was in this movie.
I didn't either.
Never really cared who he was.
Until now.
Yeah. Until they throw this movie on now, back from 98. I was like, what the fuck? It's Bob.
Bob probably has STDs.
I really don't care. That's his own problem.
That's his own problem. Bob has STDs. I don't really care. That's his own problem.
It is. Well, let's see. I'm not gay. I think I'm good.
Well, that was supposed to be a segue into Jason Porter.
Yeah. Wonderful. Let's listen to Jason Porter.
Here we go. This is You.
And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great heart. Are you all set? Ready to go?
Yeah, come on with me now.
You say you want to settle down, but you just want to fuck around with dudes. It's true. Well, bitch, you ain't nothing but a fucking slut that gives it up to dudes. It's true. And when I catch gonorrhea, I don't want to have to say it's you. It's from you. And when I die of AIDS, I don't want to have to say it was you. It's from you. I got herpes. I got the clap. I got crap, baby. Can you take it back? I got herpes. I got the clap. I got crap, baby. Can you take it back?
And we're back.
Damn, how do you just make a song talking about you got herpes?
Man, that's just how Porter works, man.
Because then anybody listens to you is going to think you got herpes.
Yeah,
probably not helping your game at all, man. Like, what up, baby? I got herpes.
Yeah, but come on, man. That fucking chorus there was fucking classic.
But then he just went into talking about he got herpes.
Oh, man, the herpes was part of the chorus.
No. whatever the hell he's saying in the verse, man.
In the verse, he said, "I got gonorrhea."
Oh, that was the verse. I thought that was the chorus.
Man, the fucking chorus was, "I've got the herpes, I've got the claps."
I thought that was the damn verse right there. Because the other part sounded like her fucking hook, man, because he's going,
and he goes, "I got crabs, baby. Can you take them back?"
Yeah, well, that was clearly a joke song because there's only one verse.
Oh, yeah. And the fucking video is funny as all hell, too.
He made a video for it, too.
Yeah.
Probably some Dave Chappelle type shit. But it's
more like fucking black and white type shit.
Some what?
Yeah, on what you think, go check it out.
What the hell did you say it's like?
Like a fucking black and white type shit. Like,
no, I mean like that Dave Chappelle skit, man. You know, they're singing about STDs and shit.
In a way, but you gotta watch the video itself. It's like all fucking black and white with like all these fucking raunchy ass looking bitches from like the fucking 70s.
Like, are they actually in the video?
Go watch the video, you'll see.
Or are they like edited in?
Like edited in.
Okay.
It's like one hell of a video, bud. And I'm actually going to be, well, when I get paid Friday, I'm actually going to pick me up a copy of his album.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you were going to go out and get herpes.
Hell no, man. Fuck out of here.
Herpes don't cost a thing.
Except your life.
Well.
Yeah. Apparently Victoria's done trying to be nice.
I don't understand why she's on that again. She's never nice. Because she had that stand up, what, like last week or some shit, talking about she's tired of being nice. I was like, when are you nice?
But this bitch makes no sense. Maria McKenzie. Hey, yop, everyone. I am curious about what old people can give me because everyone never given me the right one. And she's like my age.
They can give you gonorrhea, syphilis.
Man, I should post that video up on it. I should post that video right on her
fucking. She's asking what old people can give her. What the fuck? That's the perfect setup right there.
Oh, bud.
Although people aren't really going to understand because they probably won't even watch the video, so. Yeah.
Probably not. Man, I swear, all the little tech keeps getting younger and younger. Go away, little ones!
Go do your homework.
Yeah, dude. It's turning in the children of the... It's turning into children of the emo. Like, because every bitch in there nowadays, man, looking like a little emo girl. Raccoon
yeah,
eyes.
Yeah, right.
Multicolor hair.
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck?
Talking about they want to kill themselves.
Pretty much, yeah.
So, what the fuck happened to the word juggalo? What is it defined as now? Pussy.
That is funny. Yeah, right. It's definitely turning all emos up in that shit.
Like, when the hell did juggalos become such crybabies?
I don't know.
Like, remember when this used to be, you know, cool and whatnot, and a good time? Now it's just like, shut up.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And video.
It used to be nice talking to other juggalos. Now it's like, I don't even want to talk to you at all.
Yeah, it's like, go the fuck away. And we've got the fucking rednecks coming up into this shit now, too. It's like, the fuck?
Yeah. Major redneck takeover.
They were dissing your asses. And yet, you still came, for some reason. You still like us.
Yeah. Still not quite sure why ICP has a huge southern fan base.
I don't know. I blame Boondocks.
Sitting there in the song saying, fuck your ripple flag, but then, like, you know, all of a sudden they get this big fan base. Explain
yeah.
it. I feel like I keep repeating myself, but because I am.
Fucking nuts. I swear, like, it's before Boondocks came along, too.
Yeah.
Then
Then Boondocks didn't really help the situation. But he does make good music, so they're good there.
Yeah.
Are you in that stupid chat room again? That shit's retarded.
Nah, man. I've been in that fucking all emo chat.
Oh.
I posted up the link to that video.
Somebody actually watch it?
I don't know. We'll find out. I think, but I don't know, man. But you're definitely right about that, though. Fucking, we've been taken over by emos and rednecks.
Or, yeah. What a combination.
What a fucking combination. Okay, it'd be a fucking combo right there. A redneck emo.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What the fuck is that? A depressing redneck.
Yeah. The fuck you depressed about? Someone stole my tractor.
Yeah, or like the classic photo of I wish my lawn was emo because then it would cut itself.
Oh, bud. I was... it gets any better. Why are you crying? Because I was about to have incest with my cousin and someone took it from me.
Wait, what happened? What about your cousin?
Well, come on, man. You know rednecks are fucking all about incest.
Yeah. They're
so,
girlfriends.
You know.
They're aunts.
Exactly.
Sisters. Brothers.
Exactly. So, you know, so just crying about the fact that, you know, he was about to have incest about with his fucking cousin, and then someone that's not family took away from him.
Yeah. Hillbilly logic. My sister won't sleep with me, so I'm upset.
The fuck? I mean, we don't need... I mean, that's what I said with you. We don't need fucking emos and fucking rednecks breeding with each other because they don't get a hell of a lot of work.
Remember when it was a big issue when it was Slipknot and ICV?
Yeah.
How you weren't allowed to be a juggalo and a maggot?
Yeah, I remember that.
But now that that's all covered, now we're all into this.
Yeah, but still, I mean, come on, man. Fucking ICP made a whole fucking thing about rednecks.
Yes. Many, many years. Yes.
I mean, fuck. I mean, you know, they didn't, you know, I mean, yeah, they took a few shots at Slipknot. But it's not like, you know, they actually had any problem with Slipknot, especially the fact, you know, that at one point in time, Slipknot and ICP were supposed to do a show together.
I just want to know why, or what rednecks hear when they listen to ICP. What are they hearing when they put a song on?
I don't know, but apparently, I'm going to take a guess and say when they hear chicken hunting, they think it's literally going hunting for chickens.
Yeah. They out there like KFC or some shit.
I don't even know, man. What do they hear? That's a good question.
Because, you know, clearly we hear that they hate rednecks. But what do rednecks hear?
I don't know. It's
rednecks
just...
here. ICP's here to save my life. Yeehaw!
Yeah, they're here to save us from the chickens that are about to eat us.
Although it's also funny, whenever I posted up his photo one time talking about fuck your rebel flag, somebody's like, I'm offended. I was like, good.
Was it a redneck juggalo?
I guess it was a redneck chick. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was quite funny, though.
Order just posted up a photo up in the event. Let's see what that picture was.
Posted up a photo in what?
Oh, yeah, okay. It's the, It's like a promo pic for his video, You.
Who posted a picture of that?
Yep.
Yep. I said who?
Porter.
Oh.
I got a piss. So what do you say we listen? What do you say we go into some September girls? And you can tell me what you think of them.
Thank you.
And we are back. Gil G, what did you think?
Was there supposed to be words in that song?
There were.
Oh, yeah, where were they?
I heard them. I don't know what the hell they said, but I heard them.
I didn't hear a goddamn thing.
Yeah, maybe it would've been better off if I played Heartbeat instead. Because you got to hear the words in that one better.
All I heard was the damn music playing.
Well, the way it's referred to is, the genre that they refer to as is noise pop.
Yeah, it's noise, all right. But as for the pop, I don't know. But yeah, there was no words there, just instrumentals.
Well, no, there were definitely words. I mean, I heard the word you in there.
Oh, you heard you. Well, I didn't.
Well, I didn't.
Yeah, I don't know. And I'm completely deaf, but I could hear other songs, just not that one.
Let's see. We'll get here.
I heard the last songs you played.
Ah, they're under SoundCloud. Okay, makes sense. Let's see. Upload heartbeats. Let's see. There you are. Heartbeats. September.
So I think it's only appropriate to wake me up when September's ends.
Yeah. Motherfucker, this is not Green Day.
You're right, because if it was, we'd be able to hear it.
Well, we'll see how this track does. And we'll see if you'll be able to hear this one.
I hope so. I'm praying for you.
Damn it. No praying allowed.
Where's the song at?
I just uploaded it, fool.
Damn it, Nick. Have it be like, we're going to go to a song.
By the way, the shooting port that we had to shoot those fucking cans sucks.
You got to shoot the wall?
Cannons, you know, in Heavenly Sword.
I know it sucks.
Because
did you get past it, though?
No! So they give you a damn time limit. It's like you got this much time, and you got to, you know, find the accurate spot to where you can shoot the cannon and just take out the fucking catapults. And I failed like 3 times.
Man, I forget what the hell it says on this shit. If you were to go to options, would you be able to tell me what it says there?
On the game?
Yeah.
No. I got it on my controller. I don't know where I forgot through that shit, too. Let's go into heartbeats and I'll look for the controller.
How do you lose?
Thank you.
And we are back.
By golly, I heard some words.
By girly? Well, what is it, by girly? The fuck?
Options. Motion sensors. Invert Y. Sound effects volume. Music volume. Dialogue volume. Dialogue volume, dialogue language, subtitles, and text language.
Hey, this is just for you whenever you beat the game. You unlock hell mode.
What the fuck is hell mode?
I'm guessing a harder difficulty.
Well, if I can ever get past this fucking cannon bullshit.
Trust me, man. I know how that goes. I was there for quite a while. Let's see. Options. You want to go to aftertouch. Turn that shit off.
What is aftertouch?
Motion sensors.
Okay.
Because supposedly that helps you when shooting. So I just turned it off whenever I found that out, and looked like it did, actually. So I just went with it.
We'll see.
Let's see. Let's go back to that chapter. What chapter is that?
Fuck. Chapter 3, maybe? Or chapter 1? Something like that.
That's Kai's mission.
After that.
Is it cat and mouse?
No.
Farther than that?
Dawn Siege.
In the first chapter? It got to be in the first chapter.
Yeah, it's like with the fucking catapults that are flying at you.
Yeah, I know. I just don't know what chapter it was in. They're really going to make me play from the beginning? I can't just
Okay. No, what the hell I'm saying then?
Well, what the hell, man? I thought you were about to say. Let's just go to a different place where you have to shoot. Like this place. The final battle.
Yeah, bud.
That was pretty funny. I watched a YouTube video of this person that put this game on, and it said that at the beginning, it said the final battle. I was like, what?
Come on, hit it, hit it.
let's see how you fucking shoot. I don't even remember how to shoot. We're about to find out, though. That's
come
a,
on.
Yeah. All right, yo. Just aim it where you want to, man. Press X to shoot it, and then hold X to slow it down, and then use the analog to make it go where you want it to go.
Really?
Down is up and up is down.
What the fuck?
On the analog.
Yeah, my motherfucker.
Targets yet?
I've hit a couple targets, not all of them.
But you hit one, though.
Yes.
Aim for the middle.
I'm trying to aim for the middle, nigga. Don't let me kill your ass. I'm in 9 seconds left. It would be nice.
What?
If they made it to where, you know, when you hit a target, it gave you more time.
Yeah, right. That'd be too easy.
Well, now that I know this, I can do it easier.
Yeah.
So let's see what I can do this time. All right, lose again.
Way to have faith.
Man, come on. Like, I did better with the fucking sword than I do with a fucking cannon.
I feel you, man. I feel you. But they make you do this shit.
Get up here!
Get up here! Get up here. They're coming.
I'm coming, old person.
I'm coming, old person.
Well, he sounds old.
He is old.
Why the fuck are you yelling out that way for a dumbass? I'm right here. You don't even know where to look. Nani Kong!
The walls are weakening. I know, because I can't fucking hit these damn things. I just wanted to figure out how to shoot again.
Radio,
I think I did better on this game than playing Mortal Kombat, though.
Probably.
Although Mortal Kombat, I did unlock everything pretty much that I wanted to, though. So. Now, when it comes to doing combos and was able to fight anybody else, I'd probably lose.
Man, I probably would, too. I'm better with the fucking sword than I am the fucking guns, man. Like, what the hell? Makes no sense.
Yeah, I'm really not quite sure why they put this in this game.
I don't think anybody knows. I don't think they know.
Or why they make you play as that Kai character, man, and have to shoot everything, and she can't do anything else.
Who knows?
Like, thanks for screwing me, man.
Damn it! Hit the damn target, you little fucker. Yeah! Like, you gotta press this shit so damn hard.
Maybe your controller's just broken.
My controller's not broken. It just hates to fucking shoot. Come on. You know you wanna shoot. Yeah. There you go. Completely missed the fucking thing and just hit the fucking people. Come on, hit the fucking target, you little bitch. You stupid little bitch, Nanico. Hands get all sweaty from this shit, too.
Well, wipe your hands off.
I did. I had to pause it. Yeah! Now we get down to business. Damn it, Nanico! You're better with a sword. I'm fucking aiming for the damn fucking people that are not. I'm part of the damn target. Nanico, I'm gonna kill you. Damn it, Nanico, I hate you. Nanico, I hate you.
Jeez.
Ah. Time for a fucking smoke break. Get my hands to stop cramping up.
hey, what other better way to get your hands up and sweaty than take a break?
Not have sweaty hands.
Well, how the fuck is that going to happen?
My hands don't usually get sweaty.
And mine do. Maybe because my room's always fucking hot as all hell.
But everything else, I mean, I sweat and shit, but like my hands, not so much.
Feeling a little down tonight. Can I get a whoop whoop?
No, motherfucker. Quit asking me.
Quit being so emo, bitch. Man, I got 30 seconds left in that fucking cannon shit.
Okay, then.
And once I get past this one, hopefully there's no more shooting. Bad. If Nanika was smart, she'd just kill her little sister. So, you know, so that way you ain't gotta shoot nobody. Just fucking start slicing and dicing.
Well, wait until you get a little further into the game.
She does kill her own sister. Good.
No, she does not kill her sister.
Oh, damn.
Although, you think this shooting shit's fun. Wait until you play as Kai and you gotta shoot some arrows all around.
And I did that already. I'll try to take out the assassins. I can't even hit those motherfuckers.
That was just once. That was nothing.
What the fuck?
Like, there's this one part, man. You got her shooting arrows and shit, and then they make you do it upside down. I'm like, as if it wasn't hard enough.
I ain't doing that shit upside down. Fuck out of here.
You know, kind of like on Mortal Kombat, whenever, like, they got the one thing you got to do on there, they flip the screen over, and you got to fight upside down.
Yeah.
Like, what?
That was an annoying piece of shit right there.
I think my favorite thing on there is whenever, like, they give you the slot thing, and then you just get this random match where, like, you'll end up with no arms or no head and shit.
Yeah, that slot thing's fucking nuts.
It's just funny because you got to fight with no arms. Or the one match you had to, you were only able to hit the other person with your limbs. So you gotta throw your head at them, your arms and your legs and shit.
Alright, sweatiness on.
Jeez, after all that, it's only 12:30.
Right?
Holy fuck, man.
Let's go with this.
Fucking cunt.
Cunt.
You fucking no good cunt.
You useless cunt. You stupid cunt.
You fucking cunt.
You cunt.
Start fucking cunt. Gaming cunt.
Cunt. You fucking cunt. You conniving cunt.
C-U-N-T. Cunt.
You're just a cunt. You're nothing but a cunt. You make me want to get a blade of flesh. You like a plus. A worthless line giving cunts. No for talking shit. You better shut the semen jar. I'll end up getting hit. You're just a cunt. You're nothing but a cunt. You make me want to get a blade of flesh. End up getting hit. Bitch, you better get it right. Better shut the fuck up. Tell her like a winner. Tell her that it's getting stuck up. I'ma let her know she better do exactly as she does. darling, going on. Stupid guns are trying to test me, I'ma stop you till you crawl. Talking crazy, must be crazy, where you stand, that's where you fall. I am not a woman beater, but I like to swing my bat. Accidents about to happen, trust me, ho, I'm good at that. Accidentally knock a case, I'd accidentally push the cunt. Down the stairs, nobody cares, thinking that's some kind of stunt. Hammer bouncing like hydraulics off the floor and off the wall. Even if she goes and blows me, but forgets to lick my balls. Got respect and love for women, but I gotta say to none. Traumatizer, sodomizer with the barrel of a gun. Suck a dick, cause all you good for sticks are doing what you know. I'll rearrange your features with the vicious hammer blow. You're just a cunt, you're nothing but a cunt. You make me wanna get a play, I'll slit you like a blunt. A worthless line, screaming cunt, I'm slow for talking shit. You better shut up, even try, I'll end up getting hit. You're just a cunt, you're nothing but a cunt. You make me wanna get a play, I'll slit you like a blunt. A worthless line, screaming cunt, I'm slow for talking shit. You better shut up, even try, I'll end up getting hit.
Trying to find a remedy to cure these bitch-ass cunts who keep on begging me to suck my dick. And yo, what else come? It's suggested that we break them all off a double pump. One to the face and then one straight up the rectum. Straight from the dick three stacks, how I wreck them. Bitch, you're a slut, you're a goddamn cunt. You keep running that mouth, that's when you reach Moth One. What up, ho? Time to turn the lights off. Speak my name now for your neck gets sliced off. Like a dice toss, yeah, cunt, bet on it. Straight up biting on my shit, bitch, by the fuck of dick.
And we're back. Yeah, I gave up. Like, fuck that. I'll try the Campbell thing again. Maybe fucking Tuesday. Fucking PS3, bitch.
What'd you say? What about the boogeyman?
I don't know about the fucking boogeyman. What the hell about you?
Why are you talking about the boogeyman?
He's coming to get you.
Damn boogeyman.
Sweet four. Because I own the DVD now.
What the hell, man? My PlayStation just randomly came back on.
Like, fuck you.
I just turned it on, sat down, and it said, green light. What the fuck you mean? Bitch, I don't want to play you no more.
Apparently it wants you to play it.
Yeah, it's haunting me, fucking boogeyman. I am the boogeyman. I want you to play me.
The fuck? I have the boogeyman. I want you to play me. What the fuck?
My PlayStation's possessed, apparently.
I give it a no one lives. I seen that already. It wasn't that good of a movie. Do I wanna keep Spring Breakers? My bootleg version, or do I wanna get rid of it?
Bootleg version?
Yeah, I downloaded that shit off of Bitcoin and I threw it up on my PS3.
Why would you get rid of it?
I don't know. I'm trying to make room for my fucking more games to be fucking put up on my PS3.
How the hell are you out of space?
I don't know.
You don't even play that many games.
I mean, that's what I've been trying to figure out.
The hell did you put on there that isn't video games?
Fucking movies, music videos.
Well, there's your problem right there.
Okay, there we go. Installing required game data. Do not, please do not turn off the PlayStation 3. Okay, I'll just switch over to TV mode. I'll find something else to watch while that, to deal with while that does that. I mean, since I own Thor now, I don't really need to fucking have the bootleg version anymore.
There you go.
So I got rid of that. I got rid of fucking Batman Begins. Dark Knight. So, yeah. I got rid of a lot of good stuff that I didn't need anymore. And No One Lives. That dirty fucking horror movie that was not that great.
Is that the one with Brodus Clay in it?
That would be the one.
Yeah, I never seen that.
Let me see if I can find See No Evil 2. Since that doesn't hit the fucking theater. We could find. Motherfucker, all that shit's only up to 6%. Hell.
What, deleting something?
Now I'm finally getting installing my fucking other game, Devil May Cry.
Jeez, man, you bought that months ago.
Yeah, I just haven't gotten around to playing it yet.
Damn, man.
See No Evil 2 is not released yet.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was pretty funny that Cher Lloyd posted up her clean version of her album cover because apparently it leaked or something, so she just put it up.
Yeah. But we don't want that one. We want the dirty one, motherfuckers.
Yeah, if that's the clean one, I wonder what the fuck the dirty one's going to look like. Because, like, this one is her chilling in the bathtub, you know, holding a phone and a cigarette.
Maybe she'll be fully naked in the, that one.
That would be nice.
Hell yeah. See No Evil. Well, that does not work. All it says is, this film will be released directed to DVD and Blu-ray in 2014.
It's not even going in the theater?
Nope. But damn, Daniel Harris is in this shit. And Captain Isabel. I see. This is going to be a good fucking movie. Definitely looking forward to this one now. Because they got some fucking, they got a good cast going on so far. I mean, got Kane, got Captain Isabel, got Daniel Harris. But this one bitch, Shalon Simmons. Let's see what the fuck you were in. Nah, okay, I guess you'd do okay. I mean, you know, I'm choosing again, Foundation 3.
don't beat fucking Daniel Harris and Catherine Isabel. Especially Catherine Isabel. Dude, that bitch was sexy as fuck. And, Disturbing Behavior, Ginger Snaps, Frey versus Jason. So, this should be good. But we said we go to track here. I said we go with KMK. Trying to decide if I want to go with Buddha Head. Or if I want to go with the one that features C4 Mula.
Play your first option.
All right, here we go.
I'm on the cover of Buzz and Bumpin' Willy. OG Kush coming in my Philly. Stone silly, days of views. Obama said pop was cool in the news. Am I trippin' or strictly blaze? The cool road whip burns pounds in days. It's amazing, the Star Spangled Banner. One day, one joint, put you in the slammer. Church, church, Westside Buddha hit. Cottonmouth, Cuba, I bless that bitch. Smoke in the room and keep it filled up. We back with another record, bitch. We don't give a fuck. Don't think it was up, cause they dipped for a minute. Johnny Richter left the bin and you guys standing in it. We fired our manager, it feels like a new beginning. Cottonmouth Kings is my life, so it's winning. Never quit. Talk about shed a tear when every single population keep the herb near. We want weed when we want it, right with it, we are the bonnet. Yeah, it's our job to find it, only fucking with the chronic bud. In this pack, there be no dud. Light fumes, get away, firecracker, here to stay. Come on, goddamn, it's crazy ass game. West Colorado got 57 strains. Get brains back, California, home sweet home where the Buddha heads swarm ya. The drug war is such a waste. In Cali, the feds are still doing raids. Play the half fest up in Seattle, Pacific Northwest, where the grow rooms battle. East on Buddha, head, eyes on bloodshot, red, smoking hooters. Yes, pass on Buddha, over to the left. East on Buddha, head, eyes on bloodshot, red, smoking hooters. Yes, pass on Buddha, over to the left. Up on the Kush 40 coast when we party the most. See the bounce in the lows with the gangsta house. Home with the pop time, the Lakers show. Great new game, dance, Tiger Lamar. Cypress Hill, be real, it's the West Coast All-Star. Kim Kardashian's ass, fast cars. Dirt bikes, that backflip, and much, much more. Man, this Biggie big, Kush to the wig. Keep me bubbling and doubling down on my damn rib. No one fucking with my high. Six shot up on my rib cage, itching the fly. What west side? I'm a Buddha head bowling and bonging and feeling the wrong and moving heavyweight across the border far side. You should give us a try, you will stay high. Pity for the fool that ain't a customer and runs dry.
And we're back.
Yay, we're back again.
Oh, man, I think my favorite track off that entire album would definitely have to be the one featuring Saint Dog.
And what was that song?
Fuck What You Heard.
Oh, yes.
It was funny, the fact we had that fucking up on here twice.
Why?
Oh, I uploaded it, and you uploaded it.
I uploaded the whole EP when it came out. What the fuck you doing uploading it again?
And I was, man, I uploaded it too when it came out, man.
No, it wasn't there when I uploaded it.
When did you upload it? Like,
when it came like out,
what time?
Sunday. I don't fucking remember. But all I know is I looked at the KMK tracks and it wasn't there. None of them were there. So that's why I uploaded it. So how we got there twice, I have no idea.
No, this is not a veiled threat. This is a direct one. Should you fail to comply...
Shut up. Stop talking before I kill you.
I will make sure
she got some nice titties.
Excuse me.
Okay, she has some nice titties.
Friday it is.
You know, the whore that's still... with this old bald dude.
What?
You got an old bald dude here, and you got a whore with him. With some nice titties. Must be a demon.
Okay, then. I'm going to look through this this thread of shit and look for somebody that's saying that these people were thirsty or something, because this girl was looking for a whoop whoop and there's like 90 comments of whoop whoops. I'm waiting for there to be one calling them all thirsty. Come on, there got to be one. Don't let me down.
Yeah, all right. Sega.
That's my personal favorite, was whenever people post something and then people respond to it, but then the person that posted it never answers back.
Yeah, right.
That's my personal favorite.
Oh, someone's about to say thirsty, but now shit, there's 105 fucking comments.
I'm looking.
Yeah, how old are you?
Here we go. Here comes the perverts. Level up.
Yep.
You can add a vato.
You can add a vato. What the hell?
I'm guessing the person's Mexican.
Wow. There's some good music in this game, too, surprisingly enough.
Nah, that's the only comment that's on here.
Yeah.
Hey, look, even Boo Bear's on here.
What's he doing?
Holy shit. I don't know. I'm guessing she probably just commented whoop whoop as well. Yep.
Yep.
Boo Bear comes out of fucking nowhere, man.
Yeah, right. Funny thing is, she's not on our friend list anymore. We both deleted her.
Wait, she's not my friend anymore? Again?
I don't know.
Let's see. Is she still my friend? She's still my friend?
I don't know.
How about that?
Shit, I think I deleted her.
So how many of these people do you think this girl actually had?
I don't know.
Probably none of them.
Get past the story mode. Oh.
The hell are you playing now?
Devil May Cry.
What the hell is this, man? Big old fat bitch with her tongue hanging out. That looks like Havoc's type of girl right there.
Who?
I need a confidence boost. Are you serious? Is that really what this says? I need to hear that I'm beautiful. Tell me I'm beautiful.
Definitely don't need a confidence boost there, man.
Are you saying that I'm ugly?
No. What are you trying to do? Be like these fucking chicks up on there?
Oh, look, there's that emo girl guy again.
Which one?
The one with purple hair. You know, the one that, you know, pretty much spams his whole group of photos of herself.
Oh, yeah, that bitch.
Talking about, check my raccoon eyes.
Oh, fuck. Check my raccoon eyes.
You know, having all the black makeup around your eyes.
Yes.
I think this may be what Havoc would look like if he had boobs.
I hope not.
Oh, look, this girl took a picture with her a cookie sheet. Are we really saying that and you're not even playing Call of Duty?
Yes.
Yeah.
I win.
Liar.
I can see you, talk to you, but I'm not actually in limbo with you.
My cook. Wow, he's playing a video game. He's playing this bit like it.
Be besides me. Yeah, kill the lost soul.
Yeah, kill that lost soul.
Of course.
Killing
demons, man.
Is that game any good?
Man, I'm fucking loving it. Flawless kill.
This isn't Mortal Kombat.
No, it says flawless kill, though.
Thieves.
Yeah, you decorate this game though, man.
Why is that? What do you do in that game?
Just kill demons.
That doesn't really help.
You get guns, you get a sword.
Now, is this the first game?
Technically, no.
What the fuck does that mean?
Exactly what it means. Technically, no.
Well, which one is it?
There's three more. There are three before this one. This is actually more of a remake.
What the hell is the name of it?
Devil May Cry.
Well, is there a difference?
Not really.
Well, is there Devil May Cry something, something, something?
No.
So, there's just one game.
There's like Devil May Cry and Devil May Cry 2, then 3, and then they came out with this one as a remake.
So, basically, it's back to 1.
Yeah.
What the fuck? So there's 3 of them.
Damn it, I don't want to go into the damn shop, motherfucker.
Thank you. When did this game come out?
Okay, yeah, this one's actually DMC, Devil May Cry. Came out January 15th of last year.
Last year?
Yeah, 2013. There's definitely like a lot of different Devil May Cries. Like I said, Devil May Cry 2, 3, this is technically the fourth one. But for sure, instead of just calling it, you know, the fourth one, they just call it DMC. I believe there possibly might be another one coming out soon enough.
There's like some dude on the front cover. It's like red and orange and blue and shit.
Let's see. That's for the PS2 one.
It says PS3. It says, and it was reviewed on January 14th, 2013.
Yep, that would be the one. It's a good game. I like all the,
It does it say right there, in bold black letters, DMC on it?
Yeah, it does. Great. I get a big ugly demon. This seems to be hard to kill.
Devil May Cry DNA. Well, I guess this must be the one because it says that promises to redefine the franchise.
Yep.
There's a young man who has no respect for authority or society in general. Yeah, it sounds right up our alley, yeah, definitely.
I know how to evade, motherfucker.
Also that he is not like the demons. Yeah, this sounds like a good game.
It is.
There's also another game I'm going to look into, a game called Wet.
Yeah, I've heard that game.
It looks like a Matrix video game because shit slows down and you're shooting shit kind of like Dead to Rights, too. Except you play as a chick in this one as well.
Yeah.
It's the only decent game I saw when I was looking through GameStop and whatnot.
Slice through. I win. Damn, motherfucker. Looks like half the fucking bitches in, Devil May Cry. Not Devil, and all double set.
So, this is Demons and Angels. So, what does that mean? It got two different endings?
Yes.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like a decent game, though.
It is, man. Like, trust me, like, I used to, like, the first and second one I used to play all the time on PS2.
Still got these other games here I haven't played yet.
Not enough copper keys. Well, fuck you too then.
Let's see what the hell this looks like on YouTube. Ninja Theory, man, that's the same game that made Heavenly Sword, or same company, I mean.
Yeah.
That his name is Dante.
Yeah.
And it's about demons. It's like Dante's Inferno. Set up like Dante's Inferno.
Yeah, it is.
Sadistic, anarchy, dirty. The fuck? Dude just turned into like Batman.
Yeah, it's definitely my favorite game.
Yeah, it doesn't look too bad. It's definitely better than first-person shooter video games.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, what the hell? What the fuck is that?
What?
I don't know. Some giant black thing showed up and just exploded. Definitely got to press a lot of buttons to fucking jump, though.
Yeah, you do.
This dude jumps, and he jumps, and then he flies. Yeah, I'll definitely have to check his game out, though. Instead of just, like, God of War and everything else.
Everything God of War is more based off of this game.
Well, it's the same gameplay. I played that first, so.
Almost there. Yeah! Kill the hunter.
Okay.
Not a black beast you're talking about. Kill the hunter.
No, man. It wasn't even like any boss or anything. It was just some random thing.
I think you're still watching. I think you're still looking at the, I don't know, my mother, just calling
me
video.
Yeah, it's just some gameplay of it.
Yeah, like, was it a big, ugly thing with, like, a scar on his face or something like that?
No, it was just a black circle.
Oh. I barely remember. I want to pause.
There's a guy with half of a face.
Yeah, this could be another guy you have to fight, if I remember correctly, from the old games. But this could completely messed this entire fucking thing.
Yeah, it's definitely a remaster, because these graphics are actually pretty decent.
Yeah, man.
There ain't, no puzzles in this game, is there?
Not that I remember. I gotta piss. I wanna pause.
No, he's calling upon Havoc. I mean, the demons.
Got a trophy.
There's fucking flying shit on here, too.
Yeah, there are.
I hate fucking flying things.
The good thing is, about that, you get a gun. And then you don't really have to aim. You can just shoot.
You don't have to aim?
Nope, it automatically aims for you.
Good. That's like some Batman shit right there. You had to fucking turn to things and then change directions while you're, you know, pulling yourself along.
Yeah.
Although I didn't really like the Batman game.
But this is a hell of a lot better than Batman. I don't know if they have a demo for it up on PS3. What they do, man? Like,
fine, bastards.
I take it you found a demo.
No, man. I'm still watching this video, man. It's gameplay of somebody playing the game.
Yeah, man, I'm already on to my next mission.
Yeah, I really don't know what the hell part I'm watching, though.
I don't know either.
This could kind of be like, What the hell's the name of that movie? Constantine?
Yeah, in a way.
I don't think I ever really watched that entire movie because it was kind of boring. Yeah, maybe GameStop will have his game one day.
It should.
And maybe not for like $20.
I'm trying to remember how much I paid for this game.
Maybe if it's like $10 or something, that could work. The hell did he do? Did he just find the other half of that guy's face? Kill Trep, die. You fucking bastards.
See, rebellion.
Fuck. Fuck is that? Like a giant bug.
Yeah, that might be on a whole nother level.
Yeah, what the fuck just happened?
No. Abilities. Yeah, I like the gunshots better. That fucking range to him is fucking amazing. So we'll go with that. Skins and perks.
Amnesia.
And Nigga got a good point, actually. Maybe not the best tech, but really, though, whoop. Can you say poser? Fake profile, maybe? I don't know. Do you? Wow. Idiots.
I have to speak for a reason. Wait, what is it? Who are you again?
Even Havoc doesn't get this pissed off about something like this.
Yeah, right.
I order to help find a way to fight the demons. Besides swords and bullets, you mean? Such weapons can win battles, but not the war. We use force, yes, but we also use intelligence, politics, propaganda. You really believe you can make a dent? Make a dent? With the two of us working together, I believe that we can defeat them. And that's what this is about. You need me to fight the demons to help you save the world. What else were you planning on doing with your life? You guys do seem really nice, but I'm more of a loner type. Trust issues, work alone, that kind of thing.
Dante, I don't think you understand what is at stake.
That's just funny.
Turn your back on me, I'm powerless to stop you. But you've been making a grave mistake. Not just for yourself, but for mankind.
For mankind,
yes. What do you think it gives you? Please give me a chance to show you. Show me what? Who you really are.
Yeah, who you really are. I don't know. What the fuck has to get a late page now?
Jeez, you are far behind, motherfucker.
Man, I'm just not seeing it for the first time.
I already got that like, man, a long time ago.
Okay. Man, there's a lot of walking around in this damn game, though. But the story mode's fucking interesting.
Why walk when you could fly?
Because I'm not a flying creature.
Why not?
You're not. I am. Now I'm inside an evil church.
Of course it's evil.
Okay, let me pause this. Go get me something to drink.
You thirsty nigga inside the church.
Michael Myers stabs people that use the word thirsty.
I'm just saying that could actually work here because priests do like children. They see them walking up all the time in the church and shit, and then they become, quote-unquote, thirsty.
Yeah, then they baptize the kids in their holy water.
Yes, they do.
Ah, coconut water. Oh,
Or do that, or I drink some fucking organic milk. I'll probably drink it anyway right now.
That's not much better.
I am. Actually, no, it tastes just like milk. But it doesn't go bad as fast as like regular milk does. Chop, chop. Chop, chop.
Oh, wait. I saw this thing that somebody shared on his news page talking about these teenagers are starting a new trend called beezing.
Called what?
Beezing.
The fuck is beezing?
Which is, they take some type of lip balm and they put it on their eyelids to increase the experience of being drunk or high.
Oh, fuck.
What does that even mean?
I have no idea.
Who the fuck comes up with this shit?
The new generation?
Like, really? You decided to put lip balm on your eyelids one day?
To be more high?
Really don't know how it even does that.
I don't know. There we go. I'm hungry. I'm just eating a cucumber.
Randomly eats a cucumber.
Look good. Here they go.
African is cucumber.
No, not like that, motherfucker. Cucumber. Coconut water. Look at that. I still got barbecue sauce left.
Barbecue sauce?
Yeah, my cucumber.
What the fuck? You almost had a healthy meal.
It gives it flavor.
You're an idiot.
But yeah, back again. Just 40. I'm reading that shit right now again. What that dude has said. No one else is somewhat offended of the fact that she didn't spell, that she didn't even spell whoop whoop right. Man,
damn.
Half the motherfuckers up in this shit didn't spell whoop whoop right. And yet, you're complaining about her.
I don't understand why people are upset about it, though.
I don't know either. I mean, you know, we all spell it differently.
Yeah, but don't tell him that. He's probably what the people consider a family kid.
Yeah, probably.
He follows the commandments. You must do this to be a juggalo.
Man, this dude's probably fucking young as all shit, too.
Probably, saying some stupid shit like that.
Hell yeah.
Well, that's alright. He has to go to school tomorrow.
He probably does. Hey, it's funny because the minute, like, right after he posted that shit, someone posted up, whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
The same way that she spelled it.
Yeah.
See, and he comes that side saying, we're not a fucking bandwagon.
After a hundred and so comments, somebody finally had a problem with it.
Yeah, right.
Boo hoo. You spelled it wrong.
And what's funny, you got this other dude that fucking comments as well saying, that nigga got a good point, actually. Maybe not the best tech, but really, though, whoop. Laughing my fucking ass off. Can you say poser? Fake profile, maybe. I don't know. Do you?
Look over there. That's how many people care. This is where somebody needs to make that photo. Have that being said in it. And put that picture that people use for it.
And say, yeah, right.
How many people care?
Let me tell you, like, you know, it doesn't matter how you spell it, but
just say Godzilla after him.
We might as well.
Can that movie just come out already so I can stop seeing Godzilla commercials?
No.
They got Godzilla on every fucking commercial.
I noticed.
Like, yeah, we saw Godzilla fucking forever ago.
That's true.
2014, we still see Godzilla. I'm glad to see we've evolved into something new.
And also, the good thing about this game is it has a training mode with it.
Training mode?
Yeah, so then that, you know, that way you can if you learn like a new move or something like that, or you know, upgrade, you can go to the training mode, and you can get to practice your moves.
Anybody got time for that?
Listen here, Darren Young.
You mean that random black lady?
Yeah. Far by Darren Young, that never says it. Well,
yeah. He stole it off the internet.
Yeah.
He made it his catchphrase. Because he couldn't come up with anything else.
Of course not.
But you see that? He got kicked out of the Nexus. He got kicked out of Primetime Players.
Yeah, right? Now he doesn't do jack shit?
Now, is this considered a hate crime?
I don't think so, considering the fact when he was kicked out of Primetime Players, he was kicked out by a black dude.
I'm talking about for him being gay.
Yeah, it's possible.
They kicked him out of the Nexus because he was gay. They kicked him out of Primetime Players because he's gay. And now you don't ever see him.
That's true. Now where the fuck do I go? We'll find out in a minute. Like all lost and shit.
It doesn't tell you where you gotta go?
No.
Wonderful.
Yeah, right? I should probably change my fucking controls on this thing.
Oh, look. The religious guy's back.
Hail Satan! Let's put it up for that. Oh, yeah, that's right. Let's see. Now, I forgot the name of that group again. Corporate Avengers. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I forgot what that you were talking about.
There we go.
Yeah, that should keep you busy.
Hell yeah. Enjoy the video.
Well done. That gets a like.
How the fuck am I? Well, I could have put Jesus is a homosexual.
Nah, that doesn't really work. Well, you could say Christians murdered the Indians, too, but...
That's true. I'm great. Ugly old demon coming my way now. It's a death knight. This should be fun. You're killed your ass.
Yay.
Perfect slice and dice.
What are you trying to show me? Havoc's over
there cooking. Hell yeah, man. Cooking some damn demons. Brand new sword. Trying to have some phony things.
Well, the demon has arrived.
Damn straight the demons arrived.
Hmm.
got a green orb.
Damn it, Reptile.
I don't know where the fuck am I.
You're going to be in hell, and we'll be back tomorrow. Goodbye.